Willow Creek Springs presents Healthy Living.
Welcome to the Healthy host, Living Joe Grumbine. Podcast brought to you by Willow Creek Springs. I'm your host, Joe Grumbine. I have with me today Eddie Flores. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
So Eddie and I have been working together on a really cool project. First of all, I'm going to get rid of this background. I like the background, but it just makes you look weird. Whoops, I killed the video here. That's all right. Let's get that back going. And no virtual background. All right, here we go. So you guys see the back of our kitchen, but that's okay. So we're here at the Gardens of Hope and Willow Creek Springs, which happens to also be my house. And we've been working really hard out at the gardens for the last month and a half now. And Eddie popped into our world, and you've got an interest in this whole project. Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit and tell me what brings you here?
How you doing? I'm Eddie. Me and Joe, I've known about their products that they actually do, Willow Creek Springs, for quite a while now, a couple good years. And we got together, and got the great introduction from his wonderful wife Liz, and connected pathways and energy waves. Happened to be that he got the 501c3 just going again, and I've been on a health mission myself for the past probably like 2-3 years now, I want to say. And I got a buddy of mine, Shad, who will possibly come on here and do his own a little interview, but did his own health stuff and was doing some fresh pressed juices. So through that, I've always been looking into stuff and wanting to grow my own stuff and grow stuff to help those, so we know where it's actually coming from for the fresh pressed juices. So I told Joe, hey, this is what my thoughts are, and I can come out and put some work in.
So, yeah, we're talking about healthy living. We're talking about the Gardens of Hope. We're talking about food, talking about juices. And, you know, that's a big part of healthy living. You know, most of the guests that have come on here have recognized the value of food, as we realize that, you know, food is being mass produced by big companies who don't really care if you're healthy or not. And I never heard Monsanto say healthy living by Monsanto. I never heard DuPont say anything other than better living through chemistry, right? And people are becoming more and more aware of the need for good, wholesome food. But where does it come from? You know, so this whole project with the Gardens of Hope, you know, it's about therapeutic horticulture. It's about healing people with the actual gardens. And then it's also about education. So it's really kind of cool because it all works together. So the idea of working in the garden or being part of the garden, planting it, trimming it, weeding it, watering it, even just raking the grounds, it's all therapeutic. And we're going to get more and more into those specific values, but just working in the ground, you know, when your hands get dirty, there's something really magical about that. Like, there's nothing like mud and you're going through your fingers. It feels good. It's kind of cool because it draws out the toxins. You know, people go pay $5 to go to a mud spa, right? And you go and you get this mud, you plaster it all over your body. And why? Because it feels so good and it pulls the poison out of you. But when you're working in the garden by yourself, you know, sometimes you wear gloves so you don't cut yourself. But when you don't, you feel that soil, you feel the plants, and there's healing that happens. And even one of the gardens that we're working on, we put sand around the outside so you could walk around barefoot. And you have done it, and your daughter's done it, and my wife has done it, and I've done it. And there's just something special about having your feet in the sand and just, you know, they call it earthing or grounding. And the whole idea is that you know, in the center of the earth, there's this giant iron ball that's spinning around, and it's called a dynamo. It actually makes electricity, and it comes through the earth as magnetic field, which actually protects us from the radiation that the sun puts out and the rest of the solar system.
Yes.
But it also has something to do with the way our cells and the way our body's electricity works. You know, your body, your brain, your heart, everything is run on electricity.
I've seen that it can't even be measured. They can't even measure the amount of electricity running through a person that's barefooted on the ground and grounded.
Yeah.
Actually.
So what we do know is that it feels good, right?
It's a beautiful thing.
And you know, you're not throwing sparks or anything, but it definitely just...
You can definitely feel it, you know? It
feels good. So we're creating places around the gardens where you can do that. You can walk around barefoot and just get that experience, especially as it gets a little warmer. But now we've planted now two crops. We've got beets and carrots. And you got this friend of yours or this group of people that they make these juices, right? And yes. They've agreed to sponsor this nonprofit, this 501c3 that we now have. And so it's kind of cool because everybody benefits that touches this. So we're volunteering and we're growing it and we're getting that therapeutic value. We've had a bunch of kids involved. We've had one kid that you can't quite see, but she's just around the edge here and she's helped out. She's planted the seeds that are going to be these plants.
Yeah.
And so she's getting closer and closer. She might even pop into the camera here. Just don't know. Oh, look at that. There she is. Her name is Mila. Yeah. And she has been a part of the Gardens of Hope almost from the very beginning of our 501c3. What do you think about that, Mila? Cool. It's super cool, isn't it?
It's fun.
And pretty soon, we have a bunch of other kids that have been involved too. So pretty soon, we're going to have a kids' day. We're going to have a bunch of kids. We'll get all the kids involved. But we're planting seeds right now because it's springtime. So that's the perfect time to do that. But we're also going to be making signs that are going to go by the gardens, by the plants to tell you what it is. This whole place used to be years ago, a botanical garden where we had signs everywhere. And my kids, when they were little, were making signs out of wood. And they would write the signs out. And then my daughter would take a Dremel tool and we would etch the name into it. And then my daughter would take my wife would take a torch and we would burn it.
Oh, that's
insane. And then we would stain it. Oh, so much work. And then over 10 years,
it just withered away
and disappeared and rotted. So now we're going to do them out of stones and blocks and bricks because they don't go away. And so, you know, I'm open to all kinds of ideas, but it's going to be cool because the kids are going to get involved in making the new signs. So people, when they come here, are going to know what everything is.
Yeah.
And maybe just as important, we're going to know what everything is.
Right.
I'm terrible. I plant seeds and I'm like,
I'm the worst. And then you get planting one more and then another one. Yeah. Before you know, you got four trays that you don't remember what you got.
So we get plants that are very similar looking. Like we have a lot of, they call it cruciferous vegetables.
Right. So
broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower and the actual plants themselves. And then we got all these Chinese vegetables we've been bringing in and they look
really like tartish.
And mustard and collard greens and all this stuff. And shoot, I don't necessarily know them all. So now we're going to be real careful. We're going to be tagging plants. We're going to be
putting
signs on. We're double checking our seeds but now the whole cool thing is about this. The Gardens of Hope, our mission is that we bring therapeutic horticulture and education to those people in need, right?
Yes.
So the process of the garden itself is what's helping people. But now we're growing food.
Yes.
That also helps people.
Yeah.
And so I'm...
So, yeah. So
super excited. Why don't you
tell through the, about so that? through the whole thing of you know, the mission of the first thought of, you know, starting to grow this stuff for the juices, actually, I've always wanted to grow the foods and different types of foods. And so learning, you know, thinking about all the stuff that they do and what can they possibly put into foods and what are they doing got me a lot interested and into doing all of our own foods and growing as much as possible that we possibly can. I've always been into it, always been into growing plants. I've actually been growing plants. I've been in the weed industry for over 20 years. So growing is second nature to me, and I just wanted to switch it over to more of a holistical. I've always been about it in a holistical purpose. So I just want everybody to know what the Garden of Hopes is really about. It's more than just going to be growing for juices, more than just going to be growing the food and being knowing what we're doing and putting out there for not only us, but for hopefully for people around, and mainly for the educational purposes, to bring kids and their families to enlighten them and not only help them, but help us, you know, get through different stages and learn more, you know, as we want to further our mission and finding more foods and healthier ways of living, the health path.
Well, it's also cool because, like, we're creating a community on top of it. So, you know, already, well, we've only been technically doing this. I mean, we've been doing this here for, we were just watching some videos from 2014. Yeah, yeah. And we had the Willow Creek Springs news, and we were doing this through Willow Creek Springs, and there was Gardens of Hope back a long time ago that never really manifested, but now it's for real, and we're working on getting funding so we can actually do this right, like a real nonprofit. So we're bringing in getting donations. We're getting donations of food, of products, of seeds, of plants, of building materials, of chairs, tables, benches, anything that we could use here in the gardens. And then also, we're, as a nonprofit, we can auction off items and raise money with it. So if somebody wants to donate a car, or they want to donate a you know, whatever, any kind of fixture, piece of furniture, something that is sellable, we can take and raise money with it. We're also doing volunteers. A number of people have already signed up to volunteer, and we can even do community service hours. So that's one cool thing about being a 501c3.
Beautiful thing.
Sometimes people get caught up in the court system for whatever reason, and the judge will say, well, you need to do 14 hours of community service. You always see those guys on the side of the freeway picking up trash.
Yeah,
they're all serving community service. You go to Goodwill and you see the people wearing the vest. Sure. Half of those people are community service volunteers. And guess what? You could serve your community service hours working in a beautiful garden and
possibly healing yourself
from whatever's ailing you. So that's super cool. But the thing that's really great about this is that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes.
What's happening here at Willow Creek Springs is a location, but we've already got a second location.
Yes,
so why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the main goal and mission is to be able to have our own you know, sustainable stuff per se. So we've got chickens. We've got our own chickens going, so we were supplying our own eggs, and we got Miss Chicken Lady here herself. But
are you Miss Chicken Lady? Yeah.
But
chickens.
Oh yeah, yeah. She gets in there, feeds them. She gets in there and checks them, and she's telling me, "Dad, this and dad that. We got to do this and
you
do that."
Boss already? All right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Something about the girl. So, the boss.
Not only that, but it's already a commercial property. So my goal is to with Joe here, start a beautiful thing with the Garden of Hopes. want to help a lot of as much as you, I want you guys to know that any donations that come through that we can raise money with, and or money that comes through, anything is going to be for a great cause. We're just, everything's just leading back for honestly for me and Joe to be able to further our love of this passion that we both have had. Joe's had it for over 20-30 something years, I can tell from everything he does already and builds. And my passion has grown deep, 20 years of what I do. But lately it has grown a lot deeper with the foods and the knowledge that I want to endure in with him and to helping people. Because what people don't understand is our first thought starts with our gut. So something that I've learned with that and got the knowledge of understanding that your first start starts with your gut is like, huh? Well, no wonder why they always said, trust your gut instinct, right? And I'm like, you know, so I started, doing a little search and into myself and looking into it. And I started healing myself and doing myself cleanse juices with the liquid for life juices that you guys will hear about later on a lot more of. But in the healing process of healing my gut, I started realizing that my thoughts were the fogness of your thoughts that people think they got are all gone, you know, and I feel 10 times better. Not that I always wasn't, but I was always in and out. I was horrible at my diet. Monster this, sugar that, soda every day. I can't even remember one water I would pick up. Nowadays, it's all I drink. Water is what our body is, and the vegetables and the fruits. I personally, amidst of the story recent, I always tell people the world could be a great and better place, which is a health thing also, is if we put ourselves in other people's shoes and displace ourselves and put ourselves in the shoes and treat people the way we want to be treated, this world will be a beautiful place. So I went ahead and I would tell people this and tell people that. Well, I'm one of those that listens to myself. And I said, well, you know, about the eating thing, like there's this out there and this said over here and that said over there and this guy says that and this guy, and so I said, you know what, I'm gonna displace myself and put myself in God's shoes and I'm what did they do, you know? And so, you know, they did the barefoot walking, they were walking barefoot, you know, and they was walking through the streams and picking up berries and leaves from what I can think of, you know, and fish, and then they had their bread, you know. Very rarely were they eating red meats and big meats, but I'm sure they did. They had the town, sure they had a good bow shot, and that spread out through the town, but that was very rare. So I took myself that way. And through that, I realized a lot. So I just want to take that further and just understand that any donations that come through and help the Gardens of Hope is going to be helped for a beautiful thing. And back to the house, we're going to start our own. We're going to have our own little stand there where we will be.
So you got a house and a property that's literally across the street from Lake Elsinore. So you're looking out your window at the lake. And so
mountain and lake, beautiful view.
The mountain on the other side of it. And this place is got a big enough property where we can grow vegetables there. We're going to grow vegetables here and bring them for over there. You also have chickens. So we'll have, you know, chickens and eggs and who knows what else will come from it. But we're looking at setting up like our own, you know, smoothie bar.
Yes.
Maybe having salad greens
where
people can pick their own or we can have it already picked and cleaned and packaged up. There's all kinds of things that we could do. And imagine, you know, you could come in and participate, be a volunteer for a little while and ultimately support the organization by getting something that's healthy for you. Mm. And, you know, eventually we'll probably have, you know, plants for sale. You know, when we're planting plants, it's easy to grow more than you need sometimes. So we'll have extra plants that people could turn around and make their own Garden of Hope. And that's kind of the cool thing about this is, you know, we're starting it. We're planting the seeds of this project at these two places. But one of the projects that I want to do is, you know, teaching people that even if you make your own little container garden and have one
yes
cucumber plant and just take care of one plant and grow one cucumber out of it. If you do that, it's going to help heal you, not just from eating the cucumber, but just by taking care of it, by working in the dirt, by communicating with this plant just through your energy, all of that. It's therapeutic and healing, and that's what this is all about. So
100%.
Yes. I'm excited. You know, this thing's really taken off. It's gone from, you know, really a gut feeling. My wife and I were dealing with the post-pandemic business blues, and we were just thinking, you know, we've got to do something to get things lit back up again. And looking around at this place, we've been working on this property for 25 years, and it's
beautiful place,
looking pretty good. I was like, hey, wait a minute, why don't we just light this thing back up mm-hmm. and get it working and make it happen? And then all of a sudden, it just seems like magically, as soon as we got that 501c3, all of a sudden,
it was literally the next day. I don't know if he remembers, but because he does a lot and was busy, but he had the paper and he goes, I literally just got this in the mail yesterday. And he set the paperwork back down, and it just from there. And I said, that's all I need to hear, because I was on my path on my end also. And I'm an energy person, so I listen and I just roll with what's in line, you know. And here we are, and you will see more of us and more of our talks. And we're just here to this and help, you know, help heal the gut, I want to say, as much as I want to say. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to get involved, we're doing all kinds of different gardens. We're doing demonstrations. This is a permaculture project, sustainable gardening. So we are already setting up. We just set up a vermicomposting project
where we're
growing earthworms. We're about going to be doing mealworms so that we can feed the chickens and create a all-natural plant food that also is an insect repellent called Frass. We're going to be demonstrating that.
Yeah.
We have electroculture. We're going to be doing compost tea. We're doing all kinds of, we have predator bugs. We just released this week.
All kinds of ladybugs,
green lacewings, assassin bugs, and pirate bugs.
And the goal is to have this from between both properties. So then eventually, you guys can come and purchase from there, or, you know, get a little ticket and come and check out the property over here and take a little tour around, and there we'll be having the foods and stuff like that.
And we're going to be having, I'm going to do my best to get this thing published quickly, but we're going to be having a reset retreat May 13th and 14th. And really think that's going to be the beginning of a whole new way of using this property. And we're going to have a medicine woman coming up from Mexico. We're going to be building a sweat lodge. We're going to be raising our big teepee, and we're going to do a cacao ceremony and meditation and herb walks and drinking some healthy liquid for life juice. And having some food that we've grown on the property. And so really excited about this.
Super excited. I mean, all the words can't even come out right now. Maybe by the next episodes, you know.
There will be plenty.
Yeah, there will be enough. But yes, I'm very excited about this project. I can't even express what this has even brought to me lately, internally. And I know we're on a good endeavor and a good path, and
it's good stuff.
Yes. Well,
here's an example of the Gardens of Hope. So my wife just handed me this cup of tea, and this is a cup of tea that was inspired by a guy that's supposedly 125 years old out of what, Turkey?
A 7-year-old biological son.
Yeah. Anyways, he talked about this little recipe, and it's just four herbs put together, and we grow some of the herbs that are in this, but there's a lot of experimenting going on. It seems like a good deal. This guy claims that he drinks this tea every day, and that's one of the reasons. So we're going to drink it too.
The longevity. Cheers to you guys.
So love to have you get involved, thegardensofhope.org. And we have a YouTube channel that's the Gardens of Hope. We've got all the social media and all that stuff. We're always looking for volunteers. If you're a practitioner
Yes.
You're a massage therapist, yoga instructor, Tai Chi instructor, you name it, man.
Conscious community, come on out.
Exactly.
Reach on out to us and let us know what we can do or what you can do for us.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Mila.
Thank you.
And we'll get you next week. Thank you. This has been the Healthy Living Podcast brought to you by Willow Creek Springs.